Hello and welcome.
Hello, welcome to Family Home Evening with Bad Mormons.
We're so happy that you've joined us on this blessed and sacred evening.
Monday, the day of our Family Home Evening.
I'm Mandy.
And I'm Charlotte.
And I'm Tiffany.
And we're here to enrich your lives with stories of times that we did stupid shit that normal good Mormons would never do.
Right? And in some alternate string theory universe, quantum physics something, we actually probably did die quite a few times.
Also, on that theory, in an alternate string theory universe, we could actually be good Mormons.
Ew.
Whoa, dude. Did I just blow your fucking mind?
You just blew my goddamn mind.
Welcome to the podcast, Tiffany. It's always a joy to have you. Are you burping back there? Were you letting the burps just rip?
No, I was stirring my affogato, which is what I'm drinking.
Oh. Sorry, my bad.
Well, then let's just jump into what we're drinking then. What the fuck is an affogato?
Oh my god.
It's basically gelato with espresso on it.
Oh, right. I don't drink coffee because I'm a good Mormon bitch.
It's delicious.
And it's cold because of the gelato, and it doesn't say no coffee. It says no hot beverages, right?
Actually, yeah, we did a little spinoff of this, because technically it's no strong drinks, which technically means caffeine, unless it's Coke or Diet Coke. So then it means brewed drinks, unless it's herbal tea. And then it means hot drinks unless it's hot chocolate. So it's very confusing. Right. There's a lot of conflicting information. A lot of ins, a lot of outs, a lot of what have yous.
A lot of dumb. A lot of real dumb.
Do you want to know what we're drinking?
So much. Oh, you're not asking me. You're probably asking your listeners.
No, I was asking you. All my questions are directed at you, Tiffany. So, I have a bottle of whiskey in front of me, Charlotte and I do, it's called Angel's Envy Finished Rye Whiskey.
Angel's Anus? Angel's, is what I thought you were going to say.
Angel's Anus. It's the devilishest of devilishest. Devil brews. No, but for real, a good friend of mine at work who's the expert on whiskey told me that this was one of his favorite whiskeys he's ever tasted in his entire life.
Ooh,
and what it is it's a rye whiskey that's aged in Jamaican rum barrels.
Okay.
He told me that it tastes just like butterscotch when you drink it. So I would like for us together to smell it. It does smell like butterscotch. And let me know what you think.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers. I can see that.
That's pretty fucking good.
There's a little burn, as it should have.
But not too much.
It's not, I didn't go.
It does afterwards. Taste like fucking butterscotch.
It's very sweet.
It is sweet.
But not like in a sickening sweet sort of way. It's like a, whereas we like, well, I personally like things more on the smokier side.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
The more earthy side. But this
is like
bad.
Vanilla ice cream butterscotch candy in whiskey form.
This is what I would assume butterbeer in the Harry Potter universe should taste like.
when anyone over 13 comes into that bar and orders a butterbeer, this is what they get. What's the name of that bar? The Cauldron? Black Cauldron?
Oh, I just made that up.
I'm going to get a lot of shit right now, so I'm going to apologize and repent in advance. I know a lot of our listeners out there are huge Harry Potter fans.
The Foggy Cauldron.
And I should have known that, and I'm sorry.
Diagonal Alley.
Yes. That's where the bar is at.
Right, and it's the Rusty Trombone.
Let's move on before our podcast gets canceled by the internet.
I haven't had any whiskey since I was, I think, 19.
Are you serious?
I remember Laurie and I can't even smell it without my stomach turning. Laurie and Crystal and I finished a handle of whiskey one night, and it's all when we were much smaller and young.
Uh-huh.
And I remember bits and pieces of the night. I remember like slurping spilled whiskey off of a table and the varnish coming up with it.
Ew.
I remember.
Why do I remember like, that? Was I there?
Probably. I think it was on Henry Street.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And like, Laurie and Crystal and Todd were making out. Oh, sorry, Toad. Crystal and Toad were making out, and then he was trying to make out with Laurie, and so I was yelling at him about how that wasn't cool, and then we were making out. And that's the last time I ever had whiskey.
It's funny, I feel like we all have a story like that. Like, I definitely have that with tequila. Courtney has that story that we've already talked about on the podcast with Beef Eater Gin. Charlotte, do you have an alcohol like that?
Mine's tequila.
Oh, yours tequila.
But the thing is, I threw it up right away, so I didn't actually get drunk on it, but I had to take care of Laurie and my friend Nicole, which I think I might have told that story, but I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it was on the podcast.
Mine was my story was in the Toad and Crystal times as well, but it was at that house that Autumn and Jasmine and I think Susanna were living in over in Fairhaven, and I was wandering around in a fucking construction site, blacked out drunk on tequila, and I don't know how I didn't wind up with, like, rebar through my face or some shit.
Yeah. You still can't look at tequila?
No, she drinks it all the time.
I do now, but it took a long time to get over it. I think that might be the same night where you woke up in a puddle on the roof.
It could be. I don't remember what we were drinking, but I woke up with a burn on my arm, and I was naked upstairs in that crow's nest. I don't remember being in the puddle on the roof.
Good times.
It's a flat roof. That's why I'm still alive.
Yeah, thank the fucking Lord. Hey, we forgot to mention it at the top of the show, but cheers to our patrons.
Hey, patrons, cheers.
Thank you so much for supporting our endeavors.
Much, much thanks.
I put a little something-something in the mail today for a little special someone, and we sent a package filled with love and care and good and sin and Satan to Australia yesterday, so that's coming your way, my friend.
Spoiler alert.
But seriously, thank you so much. We love you. And we probably would have stopped doing this a long time ago if it wasn't for all of you guys.
Yay,
so,
thank you
cheers
so much.
To you, motherfuckers. Surprisingly, I don't have anything to repent for today.
I feel like I probably do, but I've been on a bit of a bender, so I don't know what it is yet.
You know what? Cheers again. Let's drink to not having cheers. To repent.
Yeah.
Sorry, what were you going to say, Tiff?
I was going to say, I could repent, but not to your listeners. I could repent to Charlotte for calling her a dildo in front of the nephews at Dad's house. I want to repent for that, Charlotte.
She called me a dildo. Like, stop being a dildo or something like that. I'm like, right in front of the kids.
Tiffany, you called your sister a dildo in front of Dad?
Yeah, it's because I was really mad. Like, I want to blame my crisis time because I can't remember the last time I was that angry over nothing.
It's because
Charlotte
I put the chicken tongues
in the vegetarian dish, and I got really angry and called her a dildo, and I feel really bad about it.
You asshole.
Wait, you're blaming it on the what times?
The my lady. Crisis time?
The crisis times?
My special lady crisis time?
Is that when you have to go to the hut and shame yourself and bury yourself in a hole up to your neck until...
You've been saved by a man.
Yeah, when you have to, like, sleep out with the dogs because you're unclean.
Hey, listen, that reminds me, that brings us right to our next segment, which is Mormon Corner. And I found a couple of passages in the, hopefully by now, world-famous book called Woman. Which we like to read from weekly for you guys. We skipped it last week. We went back to do some Mormon Trail recipes, but we couldn't stay away from it for long. We're back now, and I think I found something that you, Tiffany, and you, Charlotte, are really going to want to hear. I don't know why there's an asterisk at the top that says, sounds like you have a little dick. Oh, wait, no, yes, I do. That was a quote from Nick. Anyway, let me just jump right in. So you guys have the footnotes ahead of time. Sounds like you have a little dick. Here we go. Page 144 of the book Woman, written by 15 dudes. With respect to birth control, comma, President Joseph F. Smith said in 1917, quote, I regret, I think it is a crying evil that there should exist a sentiment or feeling among any members of the church to curtail the birth of their children. I think that is a crime wherever it occurs, and the husband and wife are in possession of health and vigor and are free from impurities that would be entailed upon their posterity. I believe that where people undertake to curtail or prevent the birth of their children, that they are going to reap disappointment by and by. I have no hesitancy in saying that I believe this is one of the greatest crimes of the world today, this evil practice. This is in the Gospel Doctrine something or other. On these matters, the First Presidency has said, "We have given careful consideration to the question of the proposed laws on abortion and sterilization. We are opposed to any modification, expansion," what does that mean? Sorry, "expansion or liberalization of laws on these vital subjects." Boring. Sorry, I thought this was going to be more interesting right off the bat.
Well, you know, they're talking about birth control and how men are saying that we shouldn't have it because, you know.
Hold on, I'm going to keep reading. I have a feeling this is going to get really good. "The following are samples from the many other scriptures that materially relate to stability." No, I don't want to read scriptures. I want to read what you guys have to say about it. Okay. "I desire to call attention to some of the scriptural instructions that I just read." Just picture it. You know what I said. "I can think of no subject of which the scriptures speak more frequently, nor can I think of any practice that will do more to promote family stability. The first recorded communication between mortal man and God resulted from prayer." Who fucking recorded it?
I was just wondering the same thing.
"The scriptures say that sometime after they had been driven from the garden, Adam and Eve," his wife, in case you were fucking wondering, "called upon the name of the Lord, and they heard the voice of the Lord," and blah, 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 blah. Sorry, this isn't very interesting. Let me pick a different one.
She's his wife, but she's also him, right?
Well, right. His rib, technically.
And also, well, we're right, all products of incest, because apparently they...
You know, we have incest in our family. Did I tell you guys that?
No, what?
I was looking through the family tree website, because you just have to say you're a Mormon, and they're like, "Can we see your temple records?" And you're like, "Oh, for sure." And then you never have to send them.
And, nice, nice. See,
it is. It's nice. And so you can see, like, all back through all the work that everyone has done. But on Grandma's side, there is, we're related to kings and, like, knights and lots of, well, lots of people, obviously.
Wait, Mom's mom or Dad's mom?
Mom's mom. Sorry. Oh,
okay. That's what I assumed you meant, but I just wanted to make sure.
She seems the most regal, right?
She does. Yeah, she does. She does.
But I thought that's also where Crow Indian came from.
And that's not actually in there that I could see, but, you know, it is a lot to look at because everybody has a parent, right? And right. It goes off in so many different ways, but I followed it one night, and there's we're related to somebody called Ethelred the Unready.
Wait, say that slower. What is it called?
Ethelred the Unready.
Ethelred
the Unready.
Like, the Unready, and he was king of the English from 978 to 1013, and again from 1014 until his death in 1016.
Okay.
Sweet. There's Scottish kings, there's lots of kings in there. I'm pretty sure everybody in the world is probably related to a king, but, you know, we probably have more kings.
I mean, no big deal.
But also,
we're kind of royalty.
What? No big deal, but we're kind of royalty.
Totally, yeah. I mean, I remember when Kay said that, too. She's like, "You know, we're related to kings." I'm like, "Doesn't mean you're not 700 pounds living in a trailer park, Kay."
Damn, Tiffany. You just put it all out there.
Damn.
I know, it was rude. But the whole reason I brought it up is because also there is a brother and sister that banged and created one of our ancestors as well.
A brother and a sister?
I fucking
brother
knows.
And sister.
I fucking knew my eyes were too small and close together. I knew it.
I mean, there's cousins, but also that was just a thing. Like, brother and sister gross, was a little bit like, ugh. What did they say? The family tree goes into a straight line.
Well, I mean, really, if you're really being technical, if everybody came from Adam and Eve, like we started out this whole thing with, everyone's doing incest all the time, so.
Pickers.
Gross. And that's why religion's fucking stupid. Moving on. No, I'm kidding.
And Adam and Eve don't exist. But, you know, that's besides the point.
They might have existed. Not obviously in the context of the Bible, but...
Well, just as Jesus existed.
You know what? Fair enough. Well, that was disturbing, Tiffany. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Welcome.
Can I hack into your records, or do I have to pretend to promise my own temple records to get access to the vault?
You can use mine if you want, but you could also just hack in. It's pretty easy. Do you want my credentials?
Computer hacking skills, ninja skills. You know what? Thank you for that. Seriously, I the only person that I knew that was famous that we were related to was that Captain Bligh, that horrible mean pirate guy who was like,
he was the guy from Mutiny on the Bounty.
Mutiny on the Bounty, yeah.
Right. He was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You know who else was a piece of shit? I'm just reading this book right now. Fucking Christopher goddamn Columbus. Oh, what a piece of shit.
Right?
I don't even know all the details. I just
he
know
has, like, this
sucks.
Entrance in his diary that's like, I've just come across the most beautiful, kind, loving, warm people. It would take 50 men to subjugate them. And then he did. And he also would be like, bring me all the gold. And if they couldn't, he'd chop off their limbs and kill them.
Wait, it would take how long to subjugate them?
He said, they're the most wonderful, beautiful, loving, like, generous, just fantastic fucking people. It would take 50 men to subjugate them.
Oh, 50
men. And make
men.
Them slaves. And then he did.
Yeah, he's a fucking piece of shit. You know what we should do? You know what would be so fulfilling is if we could somehow create, like, an anti-Christopher Columbus Day.
Right.
You know, or, and not just for Christopher Columbus, but for all the, like, horrible pieces of shit that this country that we live in have idolized and taught us to idolize as children and schooled us to idolize. Like, I feel like we should somehow come together as adults and be like, you know what, fuck you. July 4th is or October, whatever the fuck, is I know we've changed it to Indigenous Peoples Day, but I would like it to not be, like, supporting and kind and loving to a group of people. I would like it to be hate-filled, you know, like, as much hate as he put into the universe, hate back to Christopher Columbus.
I mean, it could be, like, a purge day. Could be the anti-Christopher Columbus Day.
It's the one day and it wasn't, like, he sucked, too, but it was, like, everyone, like, every one of those, like, anyone who's, like, pushing civilization on, like, Native peoples. I guess that something like 80% of the population got wiped out of the North and South America.
Could we just loop gentrification into that, too, or is that too
broad?
Well, broad, that's not the word I'm looking for. I'm thinking of, like...
Let's do an anti-civilization. We all suck. We're the worst.
We deserve to die. We are the virus.
That's why I'm saying it would be a purge day, like in the movies.
Okay, you were right all along. Franchise.
But, you know, again, the rules should have to apply. You don't leave your house that day unless you want to participate.
If there was a Five Stars by Tiffany, Purge would get it. I love that. I love the whole fucking thing.
You know what?
Every single one, and I've seen them in the theaters, too.
My favorite memory, Tiffany, well, not my favorite memory, but one of my favorite recent memories with you is when you came to come visit and we put The Purge on, and I was, like, really into watching it, but yet you decided to put, or you or Craig decided to put on the, oh, God, what is it? The people talking, they saying that you're leaving. Anyways, and so it, like, somehow just went in line with the murdering scenes, but, like, in a really poppy, cheery sort of way. And I was like, God damn it, I was really into this movie, and you guys have fucked it up for me. But this is really funny, too.
It sounds like something Craig would do.
Yeah, probably. But I somehow feel like it was your idea.
You know, the best part about having your own podcast is that you're your own boss and you can do whatever you want. So I think we should introduce a new segment as a counterpoint to Tiffany's 1.5 stars.
5 stars!
Tiffany's 5 stars, where she's just cheery and lovely and warm and...
and excited about what excited. She has to talk about.
You know who's aged really wonderfully? Marissa Tomei. Let's all give a shout-out to Marissa Tomei, right? 5 stars.
5 stars all around.
Hey, you know who looks fucking weird, though, and is using... Like, she's had too much filler... too much filters, and she's using, like, Kardashian makeup, is Madonna. Have you guys seen those pictures of her?
Oh, not recently, no.
I was looking up celebrity deaths because I just there was something wrong with me. And it was, like, pictures from Madonna's 63rd birthday, her and her 27-year-old boyfriend, and look at him, and she looks like she's 27, and you know it's filters and makeup, but also so much plastic surgery. It's really creepy.
There's no way she could look like a good 27.
Look it up right now.
I can't. You're on my phone.
The audience will wait.
I was going to say, there's a lot of people out there who have plastic surgery that are done well, you know, like, I mean, give it up to the Kardashians. No, fuck you. We're not talking about that yet. I have things to say about Steve Zahn, but not yet.
Kardashians can suck a dick, Mandy. It's a lot of makeup.
It is a lot of makeup, but I'm telling you, Kris Jenner, her plastic surgeon is one of the best I've ever seen. Like, you know how when you see a celebrity, you can tell Steve Zahn. that they've had plastic surgery. You can see the lift, you can see the tighten. And I'm not just picking on him, because I do like him, but everybody who gets plastic surgery, there's a look that you have on your face that's like, I have plastic surgery face. Kris Jenner has managed to avoid that. And some of that is makeup, but some of that is she has a really fucking good plastic surgeon.
I mean, you know, I think the worst of the worst is Meg Ryan. I mean, that was just fucking bad all around.
Well, I mean, isn't Cher really the worst of the worst?
Meg Ryan is close. Real bad.
Hold on, I'm sending you guys a picture of Madonna.
All right, well, while you're doing that, we should just jump into the next thing, which was we have a couple of things, at least I have a couple of things for cool shit that's happening.
Okay.
One of which was we just watched White Lotus, which is a limited series on HBO.
Is not a happy-go-lucky fucking thing.
No.
You don't leave feeling great.
No.
But it makes you think about it, and that's what makes it great.
It's pretty fucking good. I highly recommend it.
Is it like Black Mirror good?
No. No, it's different. It's more about, like, kind of what you walk away from the series feeling, and it's like, what, 6 episodes? 8 episodes?
Yeah, it's only 6 episodes.
It's like, rich white people are the fucking worst, and they get away with everything they ever want, and there's no repercussions for them. People of color, minorities, or should we say...
Let's just say people in the service industry.
Yeah. I was going to say people of the global majority, which would also count.
Right.
People in the service industry just continue to get fucked over by white people, and that's the way the system's set up, and nothing's ever going to change that. So it's kind of depressing, but it's also...
It makes you think... If you can walk away thinking about something for an extended amount of time, and this has been days, and I'm still fucking thinking about it, that, to me, is art. And also, that's how change happens, is when people have to be like, well, son of a bitch. Of course, the rich people are never going to look at themselves and see that they're pieces of shit, so it's not going to change for them. But maybe other people might open their eyes to the fact that, you know, privilege is a thing.
Yeah. It's also entertaining.
Right.
So it's not one of those things that's, like, horrible to watch and you're just feeling like shit the whole time you're watching it. Like, you want to watch it. You're trying to guess the outcome. You know, it's very entertaining. And it's beautifully scenic. It's set in Hawaii, so it's fucking gorgeous. In fact, Charlotte and I actually both have plane tickets to go to Hawaii in a couple weeks after watching it, because we're like, fuck, we haven't been to Hawaii in a while. We need to go back.
Tiffany, you should come with us.
Yeah, you want to come, Tiff?
Oh, you know, I would go to Hawaii, except for I hate cockroaches. Are you guys going to the windward side? Are you going to Honolulu? What up?
Wait, you ate cockroaches?
1.5 stars. I hated it.
Cockroaches.
Tell us the story.
Whatever. Well, they're just gross and they're everywhere. And you're like, please, I don't want to step on you. Please stop walking underneath my fuck cockroach. I don't want to crush your little body.
They're so crunchy.
They're so crunchy. What's worse, cockroaches or centipedes?
Well, I didn't ever see a centipede. I'm sure that... Oh, no, I didn't see that one, and it was frightening, and it was injured.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was the daytime, so I can't imagine full capacity at night. I wouldn't live there.
At Hanama Bay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a red-legged one, too. No,
those are
the medium.
The blue ones are the most
ones are the ones that'll maybe possibly send you to the ER. Anyways.
If I was going to Hawaii, I would learn how to... Because I told you I was learning Japanese, so I would learn for sure... Don't stand on the goddamn reefs in Japanese.
Stand on the turtles.
Please don't stand on the turtles in Japanese. Get off that reef in Japanese.
That's your homework, Tiffany. For next week, I want you to learn how to say, get off that fucking reef in Japanese.
It's really stupid because all the people that, like a lot of people that go there are Japanese and they don't use subtitles. And in the video, it makes it look like, yeah, step up on the reef. So it's not their fault.
You're talking about the video when you have to go to... So when you go to Hanama Bay as a tourist, which is a protected nature reserve, and it's a beautiful bay full of turtles and coral and fish and all kinds of cool shit.
Diamonds.
And it's so rare and... Yes, diamonds. We'll get to that in a second, Charlotte. but it's so rare and beautiful that they make you watch a video before you can go into it. And Tiffany's right. Yeah, the video's in English. It should have Japanese subtitles because 75% of the people watching that video are Japanese speakers and they don't speak English, so they don't know what you're saying. And it shows a picture of a guy standing on the back of a turtle, which is horrifying. And it's like, don't do this. But it just says the words in English. So I'm sure she's right. Like, the tourists are probably thinking, oh, like,
I can stand on a turtle.
Konnichiwa. Like, throwing shakas and standing on the back of a fucking turtle like a fucking idiot. Anyways, sorry, I digress. Diamonds.
Talk about the diamonds. There's also diamonds in the bay. If you go snorkeling, sometimes you see shiny shit. You should probably return it to Lost and Found. Or if you're like me, you'll just keep it, put it in your ear, but it's defective in the first place, so then you lose it again in a few weeks.
Somebody else will find it. It's probably 500 people have lost and found that same earring since the time you found it.
Or maybe somebody found it, fixed it, and now has it forever.
Or found it, turned it in, and it's back to its rightful owner.
No, that can't happen because I didn't do that. So it's in Lost and Found somewhere, still rotting there. Diamonds, Mandy. Diamonds.
Anyways, White Lotus was cool.
That was good.
And it was set in Maui, which was very,
never been?
Very nostalgic for me. Like, I don't know. And shout out to my Maui peeps. That's all I'm going to say. I miss you guys. Let's move on.
I guess, since Mandy's tearing up and
before
crying.
Before I get a tear and start getting emotional. speaking of Hawaii, actually.
Ooh.
So, after watching that show, Charlotte and I were like, well, to be fair, I was like, I'm going to fucking Hawaii. And Charlotte's like, I'm coming with you. Mm-hmm. And piggybacked onto my trip, which I love and I'm excited about.
I do that all the time. And you also invited me.
I did invite her. Of course I invited her.
Because you can't not invite me.
However, so I was like looking, you know, what Hawaii travel restrictions are, COVID restrictions, because I haven't traveled anywhere since COVID. It's been almost... Well, it's been like a year and a half. And I know that there's like, for a while, it was like you had to get there and quarantine and blah, blah, blah. So I was trying to look up what the restrictions are. Just in case anyone's curious, as of today, which the recording date is August 19th, it's a Thursday today, you have to be either vaccinated or have a negative COVID test within 72 hours of your flight. Right. And that's kind of, I feel like, kind of the thing that's happening with most places. Concerts, like large-scale outdoor events or whatever, that's just kind of becoming the new normal thing. So it's like, either be vaccinated. If you don't want to be vaccinated, prove you don't have COVID.
Well, okay,
right?
For me, because I'm this weekend going to be in Austin, Texas at a Behind the Chair show, which is a hairstylist thing, but there's thousands of people there. Doesn't matter whether you're vaccinated or not, you still have to show a test within 3 days of taking it that you're negative for COVID.
Right. And so, as I'm reading that thing, that's actually what the state of Hawaii is doing now, too. So, it doesn't matter if you're vaccinated or not, you still have to take your test and prove that you don't have it upon entry to, I think they check you as you're landing, probably much like customs would do, I'm assuming. I haven't done it. And I was researching it, and it turns out just this week alone, there was two people, two different separate families, one from California and one from Florida, that were arrested in Honolulu for having fake vaccine cards. So
that's so stupid.
So there's this huge like thing that's coming about with like anti-vaccination people saying that they want to get they want to be afforded the same like privileges or whatever. So they're getting fake vaccination cards and presenting them to like legal government authorities, right? And they're like, and the reason that these people even got caught was because they had vaccination records for their kids who were really little, and kids under 12 can't even get vaccines,
right?
So they were like, hold on. And that's the only reason these two got caught. But like, imagine how many other people are doing it without it. But for real, like, the reason I want to bring this up is because if you're thinking about doing that, it's a year in jail and a $5,000 fine.
Dang.
So I just want to put that out there. If you're, like, trying to go to Hawaii, they are not fucking playing. And Hawaii is the only state in the U.S., obviously, for logistical reasons, that's doing that. But just, like, word to the wise, if you want to go to Hawaii, be prepared to get a negative COVID test.
Also, I want to point out that I did not know this, but I have told all of my people, and they're like, I didn't know this either. Mandy let me know that should you go to jail or prison when you live in Hawaii, You go to Arizona. So they don't even get to go to Hawaii prison. They go to Arizona.
Yeah, we don't have prison over there. Right. I say we, like I still live there. They don't have a big max security prison. People are escaping from jail there all the fucking time. They're like, hey, you seen like Uncle fucking whatever? He got out of jail again. Go get him. He's probably at the karaoke bar.
So with max prison with the so hostess. I can tell the story correctly.
I just meant maximum security prison. They have a jail, okay. Obviously, but they don't have a prison. No, you said it right.
Okay, good. I was just wondering. So I don't like telling stories like when I, because I tell people like I'm an authority on the subject. So if I'm going to have that kind of gusto, I need to make sure I got my facts straight.
Yeah, I have a feeling they probably send people different places depending on the severity of the crime.
Right.
But like Hawaii doesn't get a lot of capital murder or a lot of really like just saying, heinous
should you
crimes.
Steal a $75,000 bracelet, where would you be sent?
Yeah, more than likely Arizona. Anyway, little
probably a corporate prison too.
Probably fucking Arizona, garbage capital fucking of the world.
Prison. Amazon prison.
Oh my god,
I would not be goddamn surprised.
I wouldn't either.
Oh my god, you just gave him an idea. Amazon. Edit this
Are you
out.
Fucking kidding me? Like, I have to give Jeff Bezos the idea to privatize prison. Privatize prison. Thank you.
Prison's already been privatized. Lots of corporations own prisons, but I just wouldn't be surprised if he was one of them.
Oh, exactly. And you know who owns all the corporations is fucking Amazon.
Right.
There was a, just, I know we're getting slightly, like, going off on a drunken tangent, or at least I am, but there was a time, not too long ago, in the past year, where the half of the internet went down. Like, all of our servers at work went down. The podcast platform that we host this particular show on, Anchor, which is now owned by Spotify, but before then it was owned by Anchor. It was its own thing. All of their servers went down. Literally more than half of the internet totally lost their access to all their servers. You know why? Because Amazon owns 75% of the servers that give internet to the entire fucking world.
Isn't that a monopoly? I mean,
and their servers went down. Don't ask me how I know that, because that would be a breach of confidence, but I'm just saying. There's, you know, Amazon owns fucking everything, and they're going to keep owning everything until something changes.
Anti-monopoly, I'm making words up now. Monopolization was... Monopolization.
Phenomenon.
Listen, bitches.
We can start over.
Isn't Amazon a monopoly at this point? I mean, aren't there anti-monopolization laws? It doesn't matter. It's not a real word anyway. I mean, it is a word, but it's not a real word. I don't think monopolization is a word.
Yeah. I think it gets real tricky when it comes to international, you know, like when a corporation wants to move their headquarters to fucking some island that Jeff Bezos owns in the Bahamas that turns out it's the Republic of Jeff Bezos. Like, right. Things start to get really muddy. And I'm only saying this as a drunk person recording a podcast for fun. Like, I don't know shit, but I know enough to know that if anything could have been done, it would have. Poor people can't fight rich people, and it's just been proven over time. And
well, I think that's true. Kind of. I think now that it's like 22 people who own 98% of the world's wealth can like fit in a limo together, I think maybe since there's one gazillion of us, we could fight back a little bit. How about, we'll start with the three of us. We just will pretend that money doesn't exist. No?
Okay, yeah, mother.
No, you're right. You know, you're absolutely right. But that's what it would take. It would take like a collective unification, which is interesting, the state of the world. You know, like everything that's happening, every little piece of news, every piece of data that you're fed, at least for me, makes me fucking hate other people.
Right.
Makes me hate half of the people in the world. And we're constantly divided. And I'm sure that's construct.
The
sure
rich
that's,
people own the media.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, for instance, for this to work, you'd have to have a collective of people, correct? Well, let's talk about just even California, for instance. There, people have been talking about, I'm not going back to, is it not Pacific Standard Time, but like, I'm not falling back This is the time.
Daylight savings time.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. I'm not changing it back. This is what the time zone is now. Fucking doing it with Arizona or whatever. I'm not doing it. And if everybody just said, I'm not fucking doing it, it would have to be done, correct? And this is something as little as changing your clocks back 1 hour. It's not going to fucking happen because we're sheep and we'll just do what we're told. And it's like, well, no, I mean, nobody made us do it yet until the government tells us to do it. But if everybody just said, no, I'm going to be showing up at 11 o'clock and I don't care what the clock, if it says 10 or 12 or whatever it might be, this is my time zone now.
It's a really interesting, it's actually super interesting, and I haven't really thought about it too in depth, but like if you think about the hive mind mentality, like how bees survive and right. how ants survive and how like, ants in particular, ants could easily take over the entire world and wipe all of us out. Have you ever seen ants like drink a droplet of water off of a leaf?
Mm-mm.
They immediately, like, you'll get 10 ants, and enough ants to, like, that would weigh down the leaf and make the water droplet fall off the leaf, but they're smart enough to know that they all go in exactly the same distance apart from each other right. to balance their weight on the leaf so that the water doesn't drop, and then they all feed from it. Basically, they work together
right.
for the common good,
right?
Which humans haven't figured out. I could give you...
I thought you were going to go down some Crystal Skull Indiana Jones 4
I thing. Never I saw like, Crystal Skull.
How dare you bring that up in my presence.
And
but you
I never will. I never will.
Because it's straight up garbage.
But what I'm getting at also is, have you ever seen the... I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right, but I think it's called The Scene or The Sign, which is basically like a river of ants that would like... They'll consume a baby, like a human baby in
2 minutes. So this is the Indiana Jones thing that I'm talking about.
Oh, that's a real thing.
Okay.
I want to just reiterate, I haven't seen Indiana Jones.
And the Crystal Skull.
And the Crystal Skull.
Yeah. They pretty much, it was ants that were taking over cars, and Shia LaBeouf was like swinging from rope to rope. It was very stupid. But I get what you're saying, because that's the visual I can refer back to.
If you have a second, you should Google it. Both of you guys should Google
my
it.
Actually, I watched a movie. I know what you're talking about, too. It's just like people have to get up off the ground, and anything that they leave, like chickens, their pots, everything gets eaten. In
livestock.
The wave. It's like sort of like locusts, too, but like
but
more devastating, I think.
So weird.
Yeah, because they're acting in unison. It's the hive mind thing. Bees, wasps, the same thing. It's like one ant couldn't do shit against a cow. A billion ants with the same goal and the same focus and the same direction and the same working towards the greater good.
We should write a horror movie.
Can absolutely devour an entire cow in probably 30 minutes. Not even.
And I kind of wonder, so Max was just telling me that, not all grasshoppers become locusts, but every locust used to be a grasshopper. Like,
really?
It's the same thing, except for that locust, it's like when there's times of plenty, they're like, oh, this is great, we're going to produce so many babies. And they have a gazillion babies, and they eat and eat and eat, and then everything's gone, and then there's so many of them that they, like, drive each other mad, and then they just go on a rampage, a swarm of just eating everything in their path, and I wonder if that's kind of what happens with the ants too. Like, it's good times, and oh shit, we ate everything. We gotta go.
Or if you want to get really like existential, if maybe that's what happened with humans too. It's like, oh, we had it so good. We were all working together to survive for so long. We, you know, achieved our goals, and now we're all crazy and destroying each other because
we're overpopulated.
We're overpopulated, and the hive mind is now fractured into whatever that fractures into. According to science
also, like,
and nature.
There's also, like, that we weren't, as civilization, we weren't, like, for however long we've been alive, civilization wasn't a thing until, you know, the last 1,000 years or something.
True.
Before that, there was cooperation, there was, like, everything was wonderful. Or so says this book I'm reading. And then...
what book is that? You want to plug your book?
No, Civilized to Death.
Okay.
Well, I was going to say that rich people also, like, know how to, they, like, use psychological bullshit on us, too, to, you know, like you were saying that, oh, I hate half the people, because they're like, oh, we want you to hate half the people. I mean, and they have, like, psychologists, like, study people, and, like, how do we get them to buy shit? How do we get them to hate shit? How do we get them to not revolt? And, you know, they're good at that, but that's also not what was my fucking point.
Well, you know what? Since you said that, it's I think it's really fucking true. I know it's really fucking true. And I see myself as a part of the problem and not the solution because I'm comfortable, and even if I wasn't comfortable, I would still be trying to get comfortable, and I would still be a victim of the system that is oppressing me. Like, literally, half of my paycheck goes to fund a system that is actively out to suppress me, and I know that, and I keep fucking doing it anyway, day after day after day, and all of us do, and there's no way for us to... Well, I shouldn't say there's no way, but it's a really fucking hard task for all of us to collectively come together and unite towards that common good of us, the people, because of the system that is meant inherently to keep us complacent and fucking fighting with each other.
Right.
And I know that.
It's like we're basically just moving goods for rich people.
Yeah.
And keeping them comfortable.
Exactly.
We all have to quit. It'll be great.
And you know, the thing is I know that.
I'm going to burn the co-op down.
I'm a smart enough person to know that. I have reasonable intelligence, but I can't see any way out of this. I feel like...
There isn't a way out of it, unless you're homeless.
And I feel like it's because I'm smart enough to, like, basically, if you can't fight them, join them, sort of a thing.
Just become rich enough that you don't have to pay taxes. Easy.
Well, that's never going to fucking happen.
That'd be pretty
tough. This podcast is taking on.
By the way, if you haven't subscribed to our Patreon yet, we're going to need you to head on over. But seriously.
I think I was going to bring about the rat. I think I've mentioned it on the podcast before, but I'll bring it up anyway. The rat experiment. I'm sure I've told you guys about it. Where they have, like, this big house for rats. And they started off with a couple rats, but they gave them all the food and all the water that they wanted. And the rats bred, and it was times of plenty. This is kind of going a little bit back to my plague of locusts, but everything was great. And then the rats started to get a little crowded because there was too many rats, but they had plenty of room, and they were still getting fed and watered, but there would be, like, random instances of violence, like, for no good reason. Like, one would just start just killing other rats. And then there was also... this is the part that I just love the most, is there was beautiful rats, like the most gorgeous rats you've ever seen, and they would just sit up, like on like ledges and just preen themselves, and they wouldn't mate, and they wouldn't like interact with other rats, they would just sit there being really good looking.
Looking in the mirror, looking at their, like, taking selfies, taking mirror, selfies yeah. of themselves and posting yeah. them on Instagram.
Totally, just, and that was all they did was were good looking, and then like the whole society of rats fell apart. Or they ended the experiment. I can't remember, but it was very telling.
It's interesting. It's like we have everything we need to figure this out, but we can't fucking figure it out.
Or they've already figured it out. And we tonight. Haven't figured it out.
No, the problem is that we have to the majority has to figure it out.
We have to figure out collectively that
we're being played,
right? Because I think as soon as people start figuring it out, then they become part of the rich, and they would rather stay part of the rich than have everybody realize. Because you can't be rich and successful and have everything in the world if you're not taking it from other people. Essentially,
that is a fucking
fact. Well, I think
fact.
It's also like, I mean, it's also like you could like stop, you could walk away. Everybody else would have to do it with you, and then you'd have to be like, oh, you know, you can't own land, you can't, you don't have rights to this, you don't have rights to that, but then you'd also have to fight the people that are being paid by the rich people to protect their assets.
You know, it's interesting, just like kind of just to circle back with the rats, you know, I might get fucking drugged through the mud for saying this, but it might really be about population control if it comes, I mean... Just based on the rat story that you just told me.
And the locusts and the ants, I mean.
And the locusts and the ants. Like, once there's too many, is that when it becomes a problem and everything collapses? Like, we have to have the exact certain amount. Was Gattaca right? Do we need to do sterilization and genetic manipulation to get just the perfect genetic traits we want for the right group of people?
I mean, as somebody
who
has...
volunteer for sterilization. I'm in. I'm ready.
Right. I was going to say, as somebody who doesn't have children and never wants to have children, I'm totally fine with that. But as somebody who wants to have kids and blah, 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 I can only imagine that that would be a horrible... I mean, China, they tried doing that where you could only have one child, and then look what happened to all the baby girls, right?
Well, let's loop this into... I don't know, maybe this is relevant, maybe it's not, but let's loop this into, like, the whole abortion controversy in the United States. I feel like the government is trying to make abortion and birth control difficult for poor people so that they have people to work in the fields and work in the minimum wage jobs and work in their fucking the wineries and be their maids and scrub their toilets.
Basic slave labor. Yeah, modern slave labor.
Send them to prison and, you know, start Jim Crow all over again.
Also to military and...
Yeah. I just took a big sip of maple syrupy whiskey because I thought I was holding a wine glass. Because I'm holding a fancy whiskey glass.
Give me that whiskey.
That's going to hurt me in about 5 minutes.
Countdown's on.
You know what I just realized? We're 55 minutes into the recording, and we haven't even done a word from our sponsors.
Well, let's hear a word from our sponsors.
Let's do it.
Having problems keeping family home evening exciting and fun? Well, never fear. Tree of Life Games is here to keep your family entertained with our new board game. Hint, similar to a game that's been around since 1948, but tailored to the good people like us, Hint is a game of murder, mystery, and deceit. The goal? Figure out who killed Joseph Smith with what weapon in what room. Was it Brigham Young with a pair of garments in the library? Was it Mitt Romney with a Book of Mormon in the conservatory? Or was it Marie Osmond with a jello mold in the food storage cellar? Your family will have the time of their lives as they try to solve the mystery of Hint. That's Hint from Tree of Life Games.
Family Home Evening with Bad Mormons listeners get 10% off your first purchase. Just use the promo code Brimley at checkout. It's the right thing to do and a tasty way to do it.
Have you guys done my Holy Oats yet?
We haven't recorded it.
No, we haven't recorded it. Do you want to record it now?
I don't even remember how it goes.
Holy
Oats. Oh, Holy Ghost, apply them every day.
Save it.
Do you know, that's all
no,
I know.
Keep going.
I love my Holy Ghost oats. I eat them every day. Without the, they don't have devil sugar, so I can never stray. Every box can feed a family.
Up to 23.
They've been prayed over at least 3 times by the bishop, dad, and me.
You know what? You're gonna have to record it again because it needs to be done properly.
It does need to be done properly, but we're gonna leave this one in for this time. We're gonna give a little bit behind the scenes. You know what? I'm the showrunner on this show, and I'm making executive decisions because I just drank 3 full shots of whiskey, and I can do what the fuck I want.
Well, since we're doing whatever the fuck we want to, I also wanted to give a shout out to a different podcast, and it is the podcast Spooked. Tiffany and I were together last week doing a road trip, and when you're driving 14 hours in the middle of the night, and it's 2 in the morning and it's scary out. Spooked is the perfect podcast to listen to. It's like you're sitting around a fireplace. And yeah, there's some pretty good scary stories told by the people who lived them. And some of them are better storytellers than other people. But overall, it's a pretty great podcast. That's all.
It's my favorite podcast.
Do you think we should tell...
Do 1.5 stars? Yeah.
Yeah! Tiffany, what do you hate this week?
Are you thinking of watching a movie? Here's what you shouldn't watch. Val. It's a documentary about Val Kilmer, and I was thinking, you know who I like? Val Kilmer. I love Real Genius. He's great in fucking Willow. You know, who doesn't love him in Top Gun, right?
Right.
And also, recently, there was a movie called Kid 90 from Solomon Fry, and I was like, so Punky Brewster, who gives a shit, right? And it was wonderful. I love Salome and Fry. It was really, like, was wonderful. And so I was like, oh, I expect a lot from this one because I already like Val Kilmer. And oh my Jesus Christ, what a piece of garbage. Yeah, he had throat cancer, but you know what? He is a Christian Scientist, and he got fucking treatment for his kids. Bullshit. He's not a good Christian Scientist. Also, he's just
wait,
like,
hold on, he got treatment for his kids?
What?
He got treatment for his kids?
He got treatment, cancer treatment for his kids. He was just going to pray on it. But then, you know, his kids are not Christian Scientists. Because I don't know if you know about Christian Scientists, but they don't have any interventions medically.
But wait,
like you can have a kidney infection.
But do his kids have cancer?
No, no. Sorry, I'm sorry. Did my tangent? Did I get too angry?
Yeah.
His kids don't have cancer. His kids are not Christian Scientists, and they begged him to get treatment because he wasn't going to because he's a Christian Scientist.
Got it.
He did it. He got the surgery because his kids. But bullshit, that means you're a bad Christian Scientist. Val Kilmer's dad bought Roy Rogers Ranch. They had Roy Rogers Ranch money growing up. So then he's like, I want to be an actor, Daddy. And then to become a fucking actor. And they barely mentioned Real Genius because it's not art. And he sucks. And he apparently, he never showed pictures of him fat. We all know you're a fucking fat, Val. Like, get over your fucking self.
Kiss Bang Bang is pretty fucking fabulous.
He's been in a lot of great movies.
And he's kind of fat
in
that
one. He's also apparently really difficult to work with, and he even puts a part in there of a couple people saying he's not difficult to work with, even though there's, like, lots of headlines and people saying he ruined the movie for me because he sucks. he also sold, like, 620,000 acres in New Mexico to put on a play about Mark Twain.
Hmm.
Which is fine. Whatever, I guess.
Plays are good. Plays are good.
Yeah, but did he recoup that money?
I read a review.
Bad investment.
His play was not good. He wrote and produced it. He's not a stand-up comedian. He charged $70 a seat. Luckily, he got cancer, so it didn't have to flop.
Oh.
I know. Okay, I'm almost done. He's on it for the home run here. So he's in the end, like, he's like, oh, I have so many things in common with Mark Twain. I had a brother who died tragically in a hot tub at 15. And Mark Twain had a daughter who died in her 24th year in the bathtub. And, like, I seriously sat straight up in bed and was like, are you fucking kidding me, Val? Fucking Mark Twain had a brother who died on a river fucking boat. Like, you're not gonna go brother to brother. You're going, I mean, and you love the dude? Come the fuck on. Get your shit together, Val. Anyways, so now I hate Val Kilmer. And he's just a guy that's a rich kid with a lot of teeth.
You know what? Now I hate Val Kilmer.
No, I gotta watch this documentary.
I hate Val Kilmer without even watching the documentary. I hate it just on your 1.5 review.
Listen, Matt
Mardigan.
1.5
star review.
I cannot get mad at Matt Mardigan. Can't do it.
Yeah, great. And he also named his daughter Mercedes. Come on.
But she lived past her 24th year.
Right. So he has less in common with goddamn Mark Twain. My heart is racing. I'm so angry. Man, don't watch that.
Sorry, I don't want to just segue into the next thing without giving Val Kilmer his proper burial. But could it be possible that we do a podcast with no stories and just us bitching about shit?
I mean, I really feel like that's the future of our podcast. We are going to run out of stories at some point.
Well, we bitched about Val Kilmer. We bitched about society, rich people. We bitched about
people who try to ruin
the society. Yeah, we bitched about the prison system.
Right.
We actually, most of the stuff we talked about, I don't have written down because we went way off fucking script.
It's because it's a conversation, Mandy. You can't script conversation.
You know what? You're right.
That didn't make sense.
Here's what I propose, you guys. I propose that you and all your friends leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Just a 5-star, maybe a 4-star, you know.
How about I'll just take over the outro? Thanks for tuning in, everyone. If you like what you heard, why don't you head on over to Apple Podcasts and give us 5 stars or 4, but come on, let's be serious. 5 stars.
You could also go to YouTube and check out our channel. It's pretty lit.
You could like and subscribe it. Tell your friends.
You could also go to Patreon, because you know who we love more than even our sister Tiffany? We love our patrons. Also, if you haven't already, head over to FHEBadMormons.com, where we have handcrafted merch and art on sale for you.
For an exorbitant amount of money. You should probably check it out too to see what we're selling it for, because it's stupid.
And if you'd like real deals and really cool shit, we have a merch site up on TeePublic, which you can find from our link tree, which is on all of our social medias. We're on Pinterest.
Fill in the blank. Facebook.
LinkedIn.
Instagram.
Monster.com.
That's not it.
I know. I was trying to think of something that was stupid. We're on the .gov website. I don't know. We're drunk. We have to go.
Bye. Wait, hold on. Bye.
How was it?
How was it?
Totally tight.